This is the Composer's Datebook for January 17th. I'm John Burge. In Rochester, New York, on today's date in 1957, there was a concert at the Eastman School of Music, conducted by the school's famous director, Howard Hanson, to showcase new works composed by Eastman graduate students. Included was a brand new trombone concerto by George Walker. Back then, Walker was better known as a remarkable pianist. He was a graduate of the prestigious Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, after all, a student of Rudolf Serkin. In fact, a quite impressive recording exists of Walker playing the piano solo in Brahms' Second Concerto. But for Walker, as an African-American, a successful career as a concert pianist in a still-segregated America wasn't possible. It'd be 10 years before Andre Watts broke that color barrier, so Walker opted for a musical career as a composer and educator, and proved remarkably accomplished at both. Walker's early trombone concerto was a hit from the start. One reviewer at the premiere wrote, "The composer evidently had a soloist of superior ability in mind in writing this difficult and complex work. It is music of sound and fury, with lots of dissonance and imaginative drive. Soloist and composer shared in prolonged applause." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.